going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Just some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is. Hey, don't even think about it, all right? I'm better on my own. Hey, we started a whole new week. It's Monday.
Fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, thanks for tuning in and checking out the show, man. I'm glad to have you guys back. I really fucking appreciate it. I just want to say I'm really excited. I survived a round of people deleting on Facebook. It's so crazy. It just makes me feel so good when I turn on my Facebook and I actually read that I've survived another fucking round. You're safe. You guys are my friends, and you're safe right now, but I'm going to clean up my friends list, and some more people are going to go. What the fuck is that all about? Do people, like, want to play the home game of fucking Survivor, and they're doing that by cleaning their fucking friends list and saying,
"Be ready for the next round, motherfucker. Zed's going to get you in the ass."
I don't know. It's fucking crazy to me. I don't know. I guess if whatever builds your self-esteem, you got to do what you got to do. But fuck, man, thanks for keeping me around for the next round. Fuck. Okay, well, probably just lost like 20 people right now. I'm fucking deleting your ass right now. Those motherfuckers don't even listen to this show like you guys. They're not cool. Their entire life is Facebook. I don't fucking get it. Facebook always seemed to get me into a lot of trouble because, like, I'd be saying congratulations on people's divorces and saying I'm sorry when they're pregnant. And then when I see a fucking ultrasound picture, I'm like, great, it's got your eyes. It's funny, though. Facebook's a funny thing to me because, like, a lot of people think that that's their entire life. And I just pull shit because I think it's funny. And people will say, well, what are you going to do about, like, if you want another job and you're posting these things? I don't care. I really don't give a fuck about that. I'm like, I'm my 30s, dude, and I'm writing silly shit on Facebook, and if it's gonna keep me from a job, then I probably didn't want that job in the first place. I just want to fucking retire from the military, which is gonna pay my rent, and then after that, just do stand-up comedy, man. That's all I want to do. Or yeah, it'd be cool. Like, I'm a fan of Joe Rogan, and I'd like to do what he does with, like, the NHL, the AHL, the ECHL, hockey. I'd love to do with hockey what he does for MMA, or the UFC, actually. That'd be fucking cool, too. But I honestly don't give a fuck about doing anything other than what's going to make me happy. I'd much rather not make a whole lot of money, live comfortably, and do what I love doing, which is entertaining and having fun and go and do the USO tours and shit. That'd be great. And just live in a fucking, I don't know, a loft. I'm happy with that. Versus, like, some people that just have no fucking soul, man. They're just stuck in their goddamn day-to-day bullshit, living somebody else's dream because they told them that's what they should do and how they should do their shit, and now they're stuck doing it, you know? And it's sad. It really is. And then they expect you to fucking do what everybody else thinks that you should be doing. Just fuck it. Be happy. Do your thing. One of the things that really was funny, I got a to me is I got a message in the inbox, and if you guys ever have any questions, feel free to shoot them to me, and fucking I'll answer them. And remember, these are my opinions. It's not fact. It's not whatever. These are just how I feel about things. So if it offends you, maybe you should stop listening now. Okay, great. You're still with me. All right. So one of the things I just got asked the other day was about drinking and how the military has changed their policy on drinking. I kind of understand both ways. I mean, nobody wants to look like a fucking, they don't want you to look like a drunken sailor. And it's sad because that's when you think of drunken, the next word is sailor. And I can understand trying to get away from that image. And they were trying to get away from that. I mean, when I came in, which is a long time ago. And I get it. That's fine. But at the same time, I think a lot of it's really messed up. Like I said, it's just my opinion, man. I really wish that they would go back to trying to keep shit more in-house. You know, a lot of it is people are afraid to get in trouble, and which I totally get. But at the same time, the whole thing is to responsible use. We want you to be responsible. And I think it'd be better if we had more the drinking still in camp and try to keep it at home instead of put out in town and different places. And the reason I say that is because it takes a village really to raise, you know, to raise a kid, right? That's the military is always going to be somewhat tribal. And you have all these different little areas, cliques, branches, whatever the fuck you want to call it, departments, divisions. So you have all these different cliques. And part of it is going to always have the drinking culture. And trying to get away from it and forming this abstinence bullshit, it's not going to happen. I mean, when you shut things down, that you're on lockdown, everybody's kind of locked down, and it's kind of a good support system there, and it's like fucking forced AA, and that's cool. I don't drink myself, and so I'm not trying to pass my judgment on to anybody. I'm just saying that I think that it should be more in-house, because, once again, it takes a fucking village, dude. So if you're in this tribal community and you're around it, you cannot kind of be like, okay, now I know JoJo had fucking some drinks and John, he is drinking too. And I understand how these guys interact with other people when they're drunk, and you can gauge like who might actually be a problem when they're out in town by having more in camp. I like how they say responsible use, but it's just getting tighter and tighter. And I think if people are adults, man. You know, fucking let them be adults. People are going to make stupid fucking mistakes, and that's going to happen. You'll have, say, 200-300 people in an area, maybe 20 people in an area. And all it takes is just one fucking asshole to get hammered and just do something completely idiotic. And then it locks everybody else down. And it's that one person that fucks everybody else. And that's things. One of the things I do like about the command policy that I'm with now is they don't like pre-gaming. It's like, hey, it's frowned upon. So if you're fucking getting tanked before you go out, you can't go out. At first, I thought it was bullshit. I'll admit, I really thought it was fucking dumb. And I was wrong, because you have everybody else are getting tanked and they're sitting around and they're fucking already got a buzz on. And then they go out in town and they're already halfway a fool before they walk out the door. And, you know, just that part kind of makes more sense to me. So that's like my opinion on the policy. I think responsible use is great, but like I said, I think it should be done more around inside the camps than outside the wire. You know what I mean? Anyways, what do I think about evals? I think, all right. So I think evals I think there's too much politics that go into evals and fit reps. There's just, you know, there's a lot of emphasis on things called collateral duties. And if you don't know what a collateral duty is, it's basically like you got your job, you're a welder, and that's your primary job, right? Well, your collateral duty might be a voting rep. And so you're just making sure everybody votes, and or equal opportunity person. And so if there's any sense of, like, I don't know, any kind of like unfair, favorable treatment, racism, discrimination, shit like that, your fucking job is to squash it and find out about it and investigate it and send it up. And then you have like different things, like you have sexual harassment, people that take, you know, that if it's kind of, you have human resource type jobs, like they're the, like your extra thing. But the problem that there are with the evals and the collateral duties is that there's too much bullshit selling troops saying, hey, it's great for evals. So a lot of times when somebody just wants to find somebody to do a job, they just need a fucking guy doing it. So they'll say something along the lines like, oh, it's great for your fucking evals. Yeah, it's great for your fucking evals. But the problem is you just gave a shitbag a collateral duty that somebody that actually has heart for should be doing, but they don't. And I'm not saying this is all the time. I'm just saying this is case by case. This is occasionally. Usually people end up in the jobs they love doing. But I'm just saying this is what I dislike about it. So you got somebody that's doing this job, doing all these collateral duties, and they honestly don't give a fuck about the people that they're working with. And or a lot of times they do care about the people they're working with, but what they do is they load their plate with so much shit because they're so focused on getting promoted, which you should. You know, I mean, that's why we're here. I mean, we got to train. The training our replacement is as important as getting yourself to the next level. And a lot of times people lose focus on that. And it's sad and it's unfortunate. So a lot of people, they're so worried about, hey, man, I need to get promoted. And they lose sight of the fucking, their ship is a sail and they're fucking lost sight of the shore, basically. They're just fucking gone. And their mindset forgot all about the troops and they're thinking more about themselves, and it's kind of selfish. And granted, yeah, I get it. It looks like you're doing a lot more, but really you're doing a lot less. You're just doing a lot more for yourself. So that's one of the things I dislike about them. And you know, and that's the thing. It is what it is. And how else are you gonna rank troops? And I mean, that's like, you got to have something. The thing is, too, we're in a community that there's so very few of us that it's kind of hard not to know everybody that's in it. So another thing, too, new Navy. What do I think about the new Navy? Okay, well, here's the thing. New Navy, old Navy, it's different. I think the biggest thing is a lot of the IME generation is now in the military, and we have to be a little bit more kinder and a little bit more gentler, and we can't just tell somebody to shut the fuck up and go do something. You have to actually take the time to explain it, which, you know, and that's what society is. We're shaping like society, and I'm sure when I came in that people were like, God damn, this new fucking Navy, and they were, you know. But the thing is, the biggest problem is that a lot of guys forgot what it was like to they forgot what it was like to be young and to be new, and to that a lot of guys that forgot what it was like to be young and new didn't realize that they were the fucking asshole kids, you know. So the new Navy is just chafing my ass. Just kidding. No, it's shaping. It's different, and I really don't like some of the bullshit. But that's the way society is, and it's really sad. It seems a lot more corporate. You know, the military is a lot more corporate than it used to be. And you know, when we did a ERB, which is an enlisted review board, and what they did was they took everybody from 7 to 14 years, and they when they started cleaning people out. Because they were saying, the Navy said, hey, we got to get rid of X amount of people in this short amount of time. And what they did was they took everybody from 7 to 14 years and they just started fucking cutting people. They're like, okay, this guy's got a DUI. This guy has this problem. This guy has that problem, so on and so forth. And it's sad. There's a lot of people that didn't agree with it. I'm one of them, you know, but who am I? You know what I mean? I don't understand that side of the world. But what I do understand is that if I had a good fucking troop that got a DUI and learned from his DUI and was also being a drug counselor and alcohol counselor and doing that and doing meetings and strong with AA, and also had other sailors that were following him. He was sponsoring other sailors, and they let him go because that DUI he had, and it was a long time ago. But the problem was, it was in his record. So they said, okay, well, you know what? You got to go, dude, because you have this in your record. They didn't specifically say that to him, But the fucking writing's on the wall. And I think it's sad that that's the way things went. It was a big fucking knee-jerk reaction. I don't think they'll ever do anything like that again because the repercussions are fucking crazy. And I don't know if I talked about it before or not, but maybe I should just do a whole other fucking episode on it some other day. But yeah, I did. When I was in Virginia Beach, I became friends with some of the investigators because when you do a single scope background investigation, they actually send people out. Out to interview the people that you have put down as reference. So I've had a lot of these people come and I'll talk to them and I'll be like, yeah, the guy was great. And I can't believe that they let him go. Well, did I have anything bad to say about him? Yeah. I have one thing bad to say about him, that the Navy should never have let him go. He was a great asset, great person, and a good friend or something to that effect. And it happened all the time. And it's sad. The new Navy, I think that time changes, people change, society changes. So whatever you're going to get here is basically what society is trying to have. So if you see it out in society, then it's here. I miss the trash talking, hard working, cussing Navy that I came into. You know, I miss the fucking, the brick laying, brick throwing, concrete slinging, trash talking, little bit of hazing, and if you do anything that's slightly hazing, it's a big fucking deal. It just changed in society. People lost their lives because they just took hazing a little bit too far. Not much I can do about that except for just disagree. And my job is to think with my head, lead with my heart, and make sure that I use both of them. That being said, I gotta follow what the code is, man. Do I like it? No. Not all the time, but it's my fucking job. The times they are changing, as Bob Dylan says, right? Actually, I think he said, the times they are changing. But who am I, man? That's just my opinion. Real quick, shout-outs, though. I want to say shout-out to Roops Comics in Fremont, Ohio, man. I just got a nice shit ton of comic books. Thank you so much. I want to say thank you to Mr. Kane, my former detailer, this guy. Is a big Buffalo Sabres fan. I'm a diehard Red Wings fan. And he hooked me up with a Bobby Probert t-shirt. That was fucking awesome. I just got it in the mail. And I thank you so much, Steve Simone, for taking care of a few loose ends of mine while I'm over here. I can't say thanks enough for being a brother and helping me out. And also, my dad. I got 2 Detroit Tigers hats in the mail, and I want to say thanks, man. Much thanks. And Origix from Too Raw for FM for all the CDs, man. And the nice shout out that you gave me. You're a fucking good dude. And we seen some shit in Detroit most people should never see, man. And you know what? I'm going to go now because I don't want to talk about that shit because it was fucking crazy. Sometimes I feel like winning, but this music is my life. Inside something is missing and I'm not feeling alright. Trying to stay on my grind, it's getting harder every day. Never gave up my dreams, everybody has dues to pay. Sometimes I feel like quitting, but this music is my life. Inside something is missing and I'm not feeling alright. Trying to stay on my grind, it's getting harder every day. Never gave up my dreams, everybody has dues to pay. From the beginning, been winning, even though I get snow love. Been trying to grind so I can shine and rise above. Doing shows when nobody shows in these holes in the walls. Trying to stay afloat and cope, even though they hope that I fall. No respect, but what do you expect? Living in Haterville. Props and handshakes won't even pay your cable bill. I hear them bastards when they laugh. I've been mastering my craft. Said I wouldn't stand a chance. Somebody called an ambulance. Been stabbed in the back and strapped in the face. Been kicked in the ass. Been trapped in the cage. I'm half in the bag, but I'm back in the race. You can say you got swag. Chain, I don't take this. Chase after cash like a rat and amazing. Down with these cats since back in the days. I'm all about fans. You're all about cake. You think you're the man, but you're back in your place. I'm trying to make a dollar out of 10 bottom returns from the bottom. But they love me when I'm out in the burns. My city's a part of my heart. I wear my heart on my sleeve. With all this smoke in the small, it's so hard to breathe. Come on. Sometimes I feel like quitting, but this music is my life. Inside something is missing and I'm not feeling alright. Try to stay on my grind, it's getting harder every day. Never gave up my dreams, everybody has dues to pay. Sometimes I feel like quitting, but this music is my life. Inside something is missing and I'm not feeling alright.
eardrums. Been out since day one, still around, getting the job done. My boys, my people's associates, building, constructing the new for you to listen to. Listen. Infectious, watch it, corrupting the mind, down through the spine, line by line, decline the time, the thunder, the lightning, the clouds, forced to play music alive, get the opinions of my respectable friends, conversation begins, boom gets a flowing, we get to smoking, then the joke and the fun, reminisce about back in the days, new ideas, new directions, keep the attention of young, inspired entrepreneurs. Students and our peers, never to be heard, why? Cause they're walking the walk, not talking the talk, not bought or sold a brand that's cold. Sometimes I feel like quitting, but this music is my life. Inside something is missing and I'm not feeling alright. Try to stay on my grind, it's getting harder every day. Man, forgive for my dreams, everybody has dues to pay. Sometimes I feel like quitting, but this music is my life. Inside something is missing and I'm not feeling alright. Try to stay on my grind, it's getting harder every day. Man, forgive for my dreams, everybody has dues to pay. I've been backstabbing, double-crossed, faggots lost, heads cut off, talked all about behind my spine, who's the boss? Lots of love lost, she wet my blood, line the Red Cross. Fuck our smokers cough, die off, the reaper's path come across. Y'all made me laugh, was worth the cost I spent on gas. Till this day I won't give another death. If that moment passes, more than rap, this real life. Fuck up situations, rapping, paying bills, hold our jobs, fucking frustrating. Need some medication, meditation, have a bowl weighing. Only way these days I'm able to calm down my patience. Forget about Satan's hatred above grace. Stay adjacent, no minds waiting. No, you saw me sucker duck to Satan. Fake congratulations, contemplating, staying steps ahead. Loyalty's the legacy I leave my friends when I'm dead. Rejects never tend to bend something I'm not. Kept it 100, the real set this every time shit drops. Drum kids get lit, spit you white boys at 16. Used to cop 40s way up in Vaughn and Joy. Oh boy, I'm on another song. Even though it's been so long and so wrong, since my song gone. But my bong still smoking on. Real name Sean, on the streets call me yo. Be selective, but jack a rack, a professional. Pushing monitors past the decibels they hold. I'm really just trying to get a CD and a shirt sold. Do a show, blow a bowl, end of day, make it home. When I wrote, we sat a third on the way. Now I'm buying scratch offs, any way to get paid. Don't apply for financial aid, cause you self-made. Drinking bottom shelf crown, now showing my age. Say contacts, deal made, on-page contracts. Blaze paper trails, shipping confirmed track. We shipping, exporting, moving to spray. Planes, trains, all wheels, navigate states. We flipping this weight at a record rate. Shit, product on time and arrive never late. We shipping, exporting, moving to spray. Planes, trains, all wheels, navigate states. We flipping this weight at a record rate. Shit, product on time and arrive never late. Shipping and receiving, no doubt. Pick the shortest route to different cities, get the product out. Develop a market, supply and demand. Thanks, Uncle Sam, for the land of the free. Making money, doing what I do. Never lie, always tell the truth to the young American youth. Rocking stage to get attention, bitching up entertainment for the mind. Spitting rhymes is a crime. Sitting in jail cells, making hits illegal. All I ever wanted is drop or reform sequels. Knocking you out like the drug necro. All I hear from my fans when the next cycle. These shows, I spend the time with my peoples, making them all feel like my equals. After these shows, I spend the time with my peoples, making them all feel like my equals. We shipping, exporting, moving to spray. Planes, trains, all wheels, navigate states. We flipping this weight at a record rate. Shit, product on time and arrive never late. We shipping, exporting, moving to spray. Planes, trains, all wheels, navigate states. We flipping this weight at a record rate. Shit, product on time and arrive never. We shipping, exporting, moving to spray. Planes, trains, all wheels, navigate states. We flipping this weight at a record rate. Shit, product on time and arrive never late. We shipping, exporting, moving to spray. Planes, trains, all wheels, navigate states. We flipping this weight at a record rate. Shit, product on time and arrive never late. Originals DC. Too raw for FM, keeping it moving in traffic. My man Pink Pen on the MP. Detroit music.
war, and my time was running wild in million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
To be a different man, thou may change me, but I can't trace time.
Yeah. I watch the ripples change the size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.